Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on it.
What I was going to say is this hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And now it's time for 5 on it. This show has been very interesting.
Number 1.
All right, we've been talking about it all day. Sammy Sosa made his return to Wrigley Field today after a 21-year hiatus. Let's go in the time machine. Let's go back to January when Sosa joined the Score's Bruce Levine and David Haw on Inside the Clubhouse at Cubs Convention. And this is what the guys asked him.
When you come back, do you one day hope to see your number retired? Do you hope to one day see a statue of Sammy Sosa? What do you hope that you...
Everything. Everything. Are you kidding me? Everything. Yes. You know? You know, look. The numbers don't lie, but you know what I mean? I mean, with all the light. Look, I'm back. I'm happy. I mean, Tom is a great man. The Chicago organization, you know, they hear. They know the kind of person that I am. You know, because some people got confused sometimes. You don't know me, and you can think, or you can say something about me. But when you really met me, you see the difference.
All right, we're here at Gallagher Way live. That was Sammy Sosa back in January at Cubs Convention. You heard him make the statement about wanting a statue. We are here at Gallagher Way, surrounded by Cubs greatness statues. All that being said, Marshall, Grody, do you think Sammy Sosa deserves a statue?
Here's what I think. I think if the Cubs decide to give him a statue, I'm good with it. If they decide not to give him a statue, I'm good with it. As far as me personally, if the fans want him to have a statue, give it to him. But I think this is a pure fan decision. This is on the Cubs fans, the diehards, the people who will give this man a standing ovation coming up whenever they see him on the Jumbotron today, on the scoreboard today here at Wrigley Field. I'm not opposed to a statue for Sammy Sosa. I'm opposed to him being a Hall of Famer in his lifetime. I am opposed to that. But if you want to give him a statue, what he's done for this fan base and the memories that he's given the people here, give him a statue. If that statue happens to get defaced in any way after it's put up, I'll be like, I get it.
Like, either Sammy Sosa is back with your organization or he is not. Since he is back with the organization, the Cubs have to build a statue.
They have to.
Have to build a statue of Sammy Sosa. You can't, like if you're taking it face, Sammy Sosa's back. We're accepting Sammy Sosa for who he is and for what he did. What he did was more extraordinary, and I know that a lot of people will hate me saying this,
is
more extraordinary than the 3 statues that I'm looking at right now. And you know how much I love Ryan Sandberg. Everybody loves Ron Santo, and everybody loves sweet swinging Billy Williams, the 3 statues I'm looking at. If the steroid stuff never came out, Sammy Sosa's statue would rise taller than any of those. So if he's back in the organization, yes, I can almost guarantee there will be a statue for Sammy Sosa. And by the way, I loved hearing Sammy Sosa talking to David Haw. And I was reminded of hearing that interview, and Bruce too, calling him buddy. Hey, I got great numbers, buddy. Hey, buddy.
I want to know that. We're sitting in front of a Cubs fan who's come up. She's got a sign. It says,
what?
Cubs fan, 80-plus years.
What?
I attended the 1945
what?
World Series. So I'm going to pose the question to her. Yes or no? Do you want Sammy Sosa to have a statue?
Sammy Sosa statue? Oh, yes.
She said, oh, yes, with dramatic
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
No ands, ifs, buts, what. She wants a Sammy Sosa statue. She's seen more baseball than both of us, Grody.
That's pretty awesome. Detroit Tigers, right? 1945? Yeah? Yeah? Huh? I know. They lost.
Yes. We are all aware that they did not win the 1945 World Series.
1907 and 08. Now, I know you weren't around for that, but those were wins.
I hope you guys enjoy this game today that's happening. And Sammy Sosa will be in the building, so I hope you guys enjoy that. Yeah, they didn't know. We just informed them that Sammy Sosa
will be beautiful
in the building.
You look really good, for real. Like, you look great. Yeah. Of course you can get a picture with us.
Well,
while it's happening. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we could do this with the next question. Go ahead. Fire up question two, Robbie.
Number two.
We'll just sit here and smile.
This is a question that was inspired by a caller to the Spiegel and Holmes show on Thursday. Whom do you trust more in right field? Seiya Suzuki or Kyle Tucker?
What?
That's right. That's the question, Grody.
So I'll say this, Grody. I trust Seiya Suzuki. I know everybody talks about his miscues at the end of the season a couple of years ago in an important game against the Brewers that led to them ultimately not making the playoffs. But Kyle Tucker has not been this guy that I feel like is as mobile as he should have been. There was a play last night when Yenesis Cabrera was on the mound where I was like, shouldn't someone catch that ball between Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker? And I could be wrong. Maybe that ball was uncatchable. But it looked like maybe it was. And I feel like Kyle Tucker is taking it a little easy. I'm not saying he's not playing hard, but he knows he's got Pete Crow Armstrong in center field. And rather than take a chance on colliding with Pete Crow Armstrong, he's deferring to Pete Crow Armstrong, which is not a wrong move. You should defer to Pete Crow Armstrong.
Absolutely.
We've had Ian Happ on our show tell us he's like a golden retriever. Just let that man run free. That being said, I think right now I might trust Seiya Suzuki a little bit more than Kyle Tucker. Not that I distrust or mistrust one Kyle Tucker, but I think I trust Suzuki more.
I do not trust Seiya Suzuki more. I will admit, watching like specifically the issues that I've seen with Kyle Tucker this year is negotiating the baseball after it is like there's been a hit, like negotiating the wall at Wrigley Field a couple times. That right field wall in short right field where it gets all weird and stuff over there with the indentations. And that's understandable. Like, that's Wrigley Field. That's negotiating. So that's the issue I've had. But no, not over Seiya Suzuki. And you're right. There's been some loud plays that have all led us to all believe, oh, this guy sucks at defense. I just think he's a very average outfielder still, Seiya Suzuki. And Kyle Tucker, although he's had those moments this year where he hasn't looked completely positive about what he's doing, I still think that he is the guy that I feel way more comfortable in the outfield rather than Seiya Suzuki.
Maybe Kyle Tucker just needs a little bit more time at Wrigley to get adjusted.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I think because I've seen him like probably a handful of times. Just in the most of the times, it's been Wrigley Field esque because of Wrigley Field, it was difficult for him to negotiate the ball.
Number three.
The White Sox have lost 8 straight and sit at 23-52. Meanwhile, after a 9-50, I will repeat that, 9-50 start, the Rockies are 8-8 in their last 16 games and are now 17-58 after taking 3 of 4 from the Nationals. That means the Sox lead on the Rocks has gone from 9-6 since June 1st. Here's the question. How concerned are you that the Rockies will either catch the Sox in the standings and or not break the MLB record of 121 losses in a season?
I'm very concerned, Mark. I'm super concerned that now not only will the Sox get caught by the Rockies, but if that happens, that probably means that 121 is safe. I was banking on the Rockies after a 9-50 start. I was like, oh, they're not getting to 41 wins. It's not happening. But now, if you go 16 games and play 500 ball, it makes me think you can go many, many more games and play, even if it's not 500 ball, a high enough clip to eclipse the 41 wins from a year ago. I am concerned on both counts.
We're back on bad White Sox watch. Of course I am concerned, but I will see that answer and raise this to you, Marshall Harris, specifically.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't want to be hearing from you anymore. Like the next time the White Sox have, you know, going through a streak where, oh, man, I'm telling you, man, they're looking good. I know they're still losing, but they're looking good. They're different. This isn't last year's White Sox. I don't want to hear that from you anymore.
Wow.
I'm done.
You call me out?
Until the Sox have, like, truly had a real – yeah, I'm calling you out. A real winning streak or a 9 out of 10. I don't want to hear – because it's weird. It is funny how we're covering the White Sox this year. It's like – they still suck, but man, they're better. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of this guy. I'm liking Chase Mydraw. So I'm just saying, man, let's pull it back here.
Here's why I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. Because, yes, they've lost 8 in a row. 4 of those losses are by 1 run.
I see you're doing it again.
2 of those losses are extra inning games. They're right there. They're on the
precipice.
Losers
lose those games. Losers lose 1 run games. Losers lose extra innings games. Sorry, they're losers right now. I don't want to hear it anymore, Marshall.
They
go
are
to
losers.
Your room.
They,
I don't want to hear it
they
anymore.
They are losers. You're probably right.
Yeah, I am.
But let my fandom shine through for once. Just let my fandom and my irrational takes on the White Sox shine through.
They're not
as bad as everybody says they are.
Now you made me feel bad the way you just put that. Leave me alone in my fandom. That's what you just basically said.
The
to me.
Rockies are
That's
worse than the White Sox. I think the Sox will be better, but until they get some late inning relief. Like, I wish they had the Cubs bullpen.
Oh, my God.
And the Cubs bullpen problems. They do not. They just have problems. Just all-around problems.
They want the Cubs everything right now. Is there a position on the White Sox right now that they're more comfortable with than the Chicago Cubs, like position players? Like, I'm trying to think about that. No, I don't think there is.
Catcher right now? With the young catcher?
Just at the moment,
because
Carson Kelly has come down to earth.
Yeah, Miguel Amaya is not healthy.
Maybe catcher.
Catcher right now? Are you going to give me that?
You know what? Just because I attacked your fandom, I will give you that. I will, Robbie, write that down. I'm going to give you that.
And I will take your abuse otherwise, your physical and mental and everything else abuse.
I shouldn't abuse you on a Friday, but I am.
Number 4.
Things got spicy last night between the Padres and Dodgers after L.A. rookie Jack Little hit Fernando Tatis Jr. in the hand with a 93-mile-per-hour pitch. Padres manager Mike Schilt was incensed and met Dodgers manager Dave Roberts on the field as benches cleared. Shohei Ohtani was then hit in the back of the shoulder on a 100-mile-per-hour pitch by Robert Suarez. Ohtani waved off his teammates in the dugout and took his base. What struck you more? Ohtani squashing more trouble before it started, or Padres star third baseman Manny Machado saying after the Dodgers had better pray Tatis is not seriously injured?
Listen, they ran those x-rays. The x-rays were negative, but they were like, something is wrong. We're doing a CT scan tomorrow, tomorrow being today. I'm more struck, though, with Shohei Ohtani taking a 100-mile-per-hour pitch to the back and being like, I'm going to walk this off. Looking back to his dugout, there were guys ready to jump over the top of the fence in the dugout and do it all over again and maybe a little bit worse. That's Ohtani we're talking about. And he waved him off, said, now stay there. We're good. I'll wear it. I know how the game goes. I'll wear it. I'm not soft. I was more affected by that because what he did was – there was a pause in the action. He goes over to the Padres dugout and tries to make peace with the Padres in the dugout. He's like, hey, I get it. I know what it is. I know what it ain't. I'm good standing on first base. I'll wear it. I'll have a bruise tomorrow. And then watch out. Next time I see y'all, I'll strike you out and then hit a home run off of you because I'm Shohei Ohtani.
I agree with you. Like, I love that kind of, I guess, power. And as far as I'm concerned, that's unprecedented. I don't think I've ever seen somebody call off a baseball fight. And I'll bet the majority of the rosters were like, sick. We don't have to come out and go through this whole charade of a baseball fight, right?
The dance.
The hold me back, especially the bullpen guys. They probably privately went up to Shohei after the game and said, yo, really appreciate you doing that. You have no idea what a pain in the ass it is to have to get up from what we're working on and then run our asses out there and stand around and break people up. So I think that he did a solid to everybody, because there's only like two guys out of 50 guys that really want to get out there and fight, right? The rest of them are like, this sucks.
Yeah, and on top of that, though,
I will say this.
If that CT scan comes back and Tatis is out for like a month.
Yeah.
There will be...
Machado's just going to start punching people?
The next time these two teams face off, there will be problems.
Okay, tough guy, Machado.
I don't think tough... It's Tatis.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something right now.
I want to see what he does about that, tough guy.
If when the Cardinals next week, in game number 79, see the Cubs for the first time all season and plunk Pete Crow Armstrong in the hand with a 95-mile-per-hour plus pitch, what do you think is going to happen? What do you want to happen as a Cubs fan?
Well, I'd probably like to see the Cubs pitcher throw at one of their guys.
Okay.
There's not going to be like the Cubs short. Like Dansby Swanson's not going to go beat everybody up like Machado wants to go beat everybody up.
Is that your enforcer on this team out of the starting
nine?
Well,
no, because he plays the left side of the – what's Machado playing? Third base these days, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? So, like
– Shortstop. Right?
I don't know where he's playing. Is he shortstop or third base? There goes all my papers. Hey, well, my chart. My chart almost escaped here.
You saved it.
What am I without my chart?
I am a Cornholio.
It's very windy out here. It's nice, though. The sun is out.
So much better. Yeah, I'll take the wind. Yeah, the sun is bright.
We got a nice young, 7-year-old, 8-year-old? 10-year-old. He's got the shades on.
And he's got a sick mitt right there. He's got a sick... Double dual colored Rawlings mitt.
The mitt's nothing compared to the shoes. I'm looking at his feet. He's got that hot fire on his feet.
Yeah, those are nice. I'm more attracted to the mitt, though. The glove.
But the Ohtani thing's nice, but let me tell you something. I understand where Manny Machado is coming from, taking up for his teammate Tatis. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. I want to see him. I'm going to hold him accountable. If there is an issue on that MR, I want to just see Manny Machado, what he is going to kick everybody's ass. I'm looking forward to it.
Number five.
If the Pacers win Game 7 of the NBA Finals Sunday, will it be considered the Pacers pulling off a historical upset or more of the Thunder with an all-time choking away of an NBA title? And as I say those words, you should be thinking of the image of Reggie Miller with the choke sign.
Ooh. Look, I think I thought that Oklahoma City was going to win this thing in six. But I haven't felt that way about this series at all. So, no, if the Pacers win, it's an upset, not a historic or colossal upset. It's not like we were watching Oklahoma City this year and thinking, wow, this team is historic.
They're
going
68 games.
Right through to the – but did you think of that? Did you think of Oklahoma City this year as the no doubt about it? That team is going to – like while it was happening, was Oklahoma City the no doubt about it team for you? I didn't feel that way.
I think – I look at this as a great historical win by the Pacers, but I think it's more of a choke job for the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, losing Game 7 at home in that raucous building in Oklahoma City. I don't think you're taking into the visuals of this. If Indiana is able to go to Oklahoma City and get a dub in a Game 7, Tyrese Halliburton's going to talk his talk. Now, I will say this. I did not know Tyrese Halliburton was as healthy as he was last night. He only played 23 minutes.
You knew he was going to play well.
But did he look like a guy that was dealing with an injury
at
all?
No, but this happens all the time. It seems like in the NBA more than any other sport. Oh, he's going to play. Is he not going to play? He's going to play, and he's also going to play great.
Our friend Trista Crick said he had that compound V in him. Like they in The Boys, the series on Amazon, like somebody gave him a shot of special stuff. He did not look like he had ever had a calf strain in this series. He went out there balled. They didn't turn the ball over. They were getting steals left and right. TJ McConnell looked like a legend out there.
The bottom line is you think that this would be a massive upset, that like historic NBA upset. And maybe I'm not giving Oklahoma City enough credit, but I don't feel that.
An upset, yes, but also an all-time choke job. You have the MVP.
Huh.
You went out, got all the defensive
relative
parts
to
you
this
needed.
Series, though, which has been so even.
And I got to listen to Robbie Triano explain that this is the reason why the Bulls won the Alex Caruso trade, because he didn't even get them a title.
You tell Triano. We'll deal with him later, okay?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.